Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mann with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome to another edition of Ours to Protect as we continue our weekly series towards helping to create a more green and sustainable planet. And this week, we're all about our beautiful beaches. But are they beautiful? Are they as clean as we would like them to be? Well, the evidence suggests not. In fact, last year, volunteers removed an incredible 42 tons of litter from Irish beaches. Now, the annual Big Beach Cleanup for 2023 will get underway in a couple of weeks. Very shortly, we'll be joined by Áine Lawler from Antashka to find out all about that. But first, how much of a priority is the care of our beaches? We sent our Jane McNamara to find out.
Favourite beach is Dollymount, like most people, and the litter is an absolute disgrace all around. It's an absolute joke and it's not a good look for the place.
We just drop rubbish everywhere. You can look down any street anywhere. Beaches are no different and it's quite embarrassing.
I don't know, I suppose more bins, like often the ones that are there to be overflowing.
Overall, I think our beaches are clean, yeah. I believe the water is safe enough to go into.
When I'm seeing litter on the beach, all I'm seeing is the dead fishes and the dead birds that are eating the plastics, and it's disgusting. There's microplastics in the rivers. It's not great.
We need more people, either volunteers that go around and clean the beaches up.
Well, the world's biggest beach cleanup takes place in a couple of weeks, and here to tell us more about that now is Áine Lawler from Antashka. Áine, thank you for joining us this week. I would have thought, first of all, that after the summer that, well, we didn't have, probably having it now actually, that because of reduced numbers going to the beaches, that the amount of litter would have been significantly reduced. But according to a survey, the annual survey from business group Irish Business Against Litter, that actually isn't the case.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons that we're having these issues is that we've actually had quite a lot of storms and rain weather over the summer. So when, you know, the water is choppy and everything, we actually can get a lot more washed in. So this could be litter that's coming from towns and cities, getting out through our waterways, in the rivers and getting out to the beach. So that's, I think, a lot of what we're seeing over the last little while is that.
And do you think, though, that people, are we getting better when we visit our beaches? Has the penny dropped that, you know what, this is ours to protect actually, and ours to take care of, and really we need to step up more to the table? Or are you finding that, well, actually people are still basically very dirty?
No, I think you're right. There has been a shift even since the pandemic and stuff. People got really kind of, I know there was a bit more grow for your own place and people were getting out to the beaches more. So there's definitely a huge community effort. And the study that you mentioned there, the IBAL study, they actually found that there was no litter black spots in Ireland this year, which is incredible. While there are still littered areas and some of the beaches are still quite littered, none of them are quite as bad as they were. So it is coming down. But yes, there's still an issue there. It's still something we need to tackle.
And there's still a lot of work to do. Hence the big beach cleanup, which is the world's largest.
Yes, so that middle weekend in September, we're asking community groups all over the country to get involved in our Big Beach Clean. The idea is that cleanups will happen between the 15th and 17th all over the country on the beaches, and also, you know, inland groups are taking part as well. So whether you're doing a canal or a river cleanup, or you're out on your street even, because litter can come from all places and wind up out in our oceans. But the idea is, yes, community groups coming together, cleaning up, and then also taking part in our Marine Citizen Science Initiative. So during the Big Beach Clean Weekend every year, we also collect data on the kinds of litter and how much litter we're finding around the country. And that helps us inform what kind of work we carry out now for the next year. So campaigns like our Break Up With Plastic Initiative, and this year we launched an anti-cigarette butt campaign as well. And these things are directly fed into from the data that we're getting from the Big Beach Clean. So we know what the biggest problems are and now we're trying to tackle them. All of the community groups that sign up, they get some kit from us if they need it. They get gloves and litter pickers and bags, but we also give them a data card. So they get a little booklet with information on how to conduct their Big Beach Clean and how to gather a group of people to do it. And then also on the back of that, there is a data card that they can fill out, so they can tick off how many different things they found, like cigarette butts or bits of plastic, or even up to bigger items. You know, like, was there like big plastic waste, or was there a fridge on the beach? You do find crazy stuff. So there is also an option for them to fill in comments on maybe weirder things that they found on the beach.
So Áine, I'm assuming the Big Beach Cleanup incorporates or involves all of Dublin's beaches.
Yeah, around Dublin. So we have community groups who have signed up to do certain sections of beaches. But you can also sign up whether you're part of, you know, like a big organised community group like a Tidy's Tens or something like that, you can get involved. But also if you just want to go out with a couple of your friends or your family group or something, you can do a small section, you can spend a few hours doing it. It's really accessible to everyone, and if you want to get involved with one of the bigger cleanups as well, you can get in contact with us and we can give you details about when they're on. It's open to everyone and it's all around Dublin, all around the country as well. So if you're spending that weekend maybe somewhere nice down the south of the country or something as well, there'll probably be something going on there too that you can get involved with.
Lovely way of spending even a couple of hours. You get some lovely fresh air, you get all the lovely negative ions from the sea, from the water. Of course, the effect is hugely positive on so many different levels. And then, of course, you help the environment as well. I mean, it's a win-win, isn't it?
Exactly. It's making the most of our blue spaces. So really getting out there, enjoying these beautiful beaches that we have in Ireland and also taking care of them a bit as well.
Okay, so if anybody wants to find out more information on your or to go about signing up, where do they go?
So you can find everything you need to know on our website cleancoasts.org, and then we are posting loads of information on our social media as well, so at Clean Coasts on everything as well. You'll find us really easily. You can register there and you'll also find an email address where you can contact us if you have any questions or you'd like to get involved with a group who's already going out.
Anya Lawless, the Coastal Programs Officer for the Dublin branch of Antashka. Thank you very much for joining us on Hours to Protect this week.
Thanks, Carol.
And that wraps up this week's edition of Hours to Protect. A reminder, if you've missed any of our previous episodes, you can listen back right now at sunshineradio.ie/hours to protect. You can find out more about the Hours to Protect initiative there too. And of course, on the Hours to Protect website as well, hours2protect.ie. Thank you for joining me. I'm Carol Dooley, and I do hope you'll join me again for another edition just after 7 next Monday evening.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out hours2protect.ie for more info.